Hey everyone out there, thanks for joining us on I Wonder today. So today we're going to be talking about goals, but we're not going to be talking about the goals that you choose. We're going to be talking about how you look at them, why you choose them, and then also ways to implement your goals that maybe aren't so big. So the first thing that we're going to talk about is how you choose your goals. And that has a lot to do with how you look at what your goal is going to do for you. So what we're going to talk about is not attaching your happiness to when something happens. When I get this, when I'm able to do this, then I'm going to be happy. That is such an illusion, and it's such a deceit for people. So instead of waiting for this goal to be the thing that makes you happy, because that's a lot of pressure on one accomplishment to say that's going to make you happy, it's better to look internally for that. So to deal with the way you view yourself, the way you view other people, that's all internal. That isn't going to be attached to reaching a goal. So then you could really start thinking about what your goal is actually going to do for you, why you've really chosen that goal. So for instance, if you have a goal of eating a certain way or doing a certain workout or winning a certain competition, reading so many books in a week, whatever it is, if you realize when I get to that, I'm not inherently going to be a happier person, but it is going to do certain things for me. I'm going to get the body composition I want. I'm going to be proud of myself for accomplishing this goal of winning this competition. I'm probably going to be stronger or faster, whatever it is, because I trained for it. And that feeling of accomplishment is going to start contributing to fixing those internal problems. So it is helpful. There's a reason we have the goal. I'm going to learn more. I'm going to have more information. I'm going to be better equipped for something. There are going to be definite concrete reasons why we choose a goal. We just have to be real about what they are. It's not going to make you happier. It might contribute to overall becoming happier. It might be, we could say, a goalpost in the entire journey, but it's not going to be the end of the road. So the reason that's important is then we get to be realistic about it. And then when we meet the goal and we're not just automatically a happier person, or things aren't better all the time, we're not disappointed, because we weren't expecting that to happen. We were expecting to have gotten a little bit farther in our journey than we did before, and that goal helped us get there, and we gained some great qualities or abilities out of it. And now we're going to set the next goal, which is going to be another building block in our foundation of being a happier person. So that's the first thing, just the way that we look at our goal. Be realistic about what it's actually accomplishing, because when we do that, we might find we choose our goals differently based on what we actually know they're going to do for us. And when we meet them, we will not be disappointed and still feel like we're failing if all of a sudden everything isn't suddenly wonderful and better. But we will actually be able to see the real progress we've made and celebrate it, which is exactly the idea. So that's it, looking at what your goal is actually going to do for you, why you're choosing to do it. That might change what you choose to do. The other thing is that we should break our goals down into realistic steps, smaller steps. So notice all of this is about being realistic. We're not loving the idea of something, but we actually are loving what we're going to get because we're being realistic about what we're shooting for. So there are so many weird things with picking a giant goal and then just looking ahead to that and not having stepping stones. One of those is it leads to the all or nothing mentality. And probably if you're a zero and you leap to 100, you're either not going to be consistent, or you're going to be consistent for like a week, burn down, be exhausted, and decide it's not for you. And neither of those things is really true. It's just you bit off more than you could chew at once. So instead of climbing one giant mountain, set your sights on a couple smaller hills. And then as you conquer each of those, it will lead to meeting the bigger goal. So it can be little things. Sometimes we look for these fancy programs or things we're going to follow, or like we decide we're going to do 10 more efficient things this week. Just pick one, and then it doesn't have to be fancy looking. It doesn't have to be some complicated process to meet a goal. It might just be like little tweaks in our everyday routine. We may not need to change our habits or routines. We might just need to make them look a little bit different. So for instance, you need to get up earlier every morning and you're having trouble doing that. You don't need to implement a huge thing to make that happen. So download an app that makes you do something before your alarm goes off. So there are all kinds of these neat apps. Maybe you have to solve a math problem, or you have to do something before the alarm goes off. That enables you to wake your brain up. By the time you finish that task and your alarm goes off, then you're awake enough that you're going to stay up. Or set your alarm clock across the room so that you have to actually get out of bed and go turn it off. That, again, will make it so that you're awake enough that when it goes off, you stay up when you actually turn your alarm off. But those are super simple little hacks. They're not really complicated programs. They're just little things. So if you're trying to eat healthier, don't have it in your house. So make sure that when you go grocery shopping, you don't have those bad things available to you, which means all you have are good options. And so it makes it harder for you to cave, because you would actually have to go out and find the thing you're not supposed to have. You add some friction between you and this thing you're avoiding versus having it available so that when the desire hits, it's there and easy to cave in. So little tiny hacks for small goals instead of buying into complicated programs for big goals, if maybe you're not ready for that and it's going to set you up for failure instead of setting you up for success. You want to set yourself up to succeed. Be realistic about what the goal is going to do for you. And then that helps you choose what you actually want to set as a goal, and you know why. Clarity for why you're doing what you're doing is so important, because then you don't lose focus part of the way through, and it's a huge motivator. And then break that big goal into smaller action steps that you can really do every day, and that don't take a whole lot of hacking and changing of your life, but just little adjustments along the way to help you succeed. Put some of those things into action. You might be a little more clear on the vision of who you want to be, what you want to do, what you're really hoping to accomplish. And I guarantee you, as you start to reach these small goals, things start changing for you. You will, over time, then improve your happiness, your self-esteem, the way you view others. And you'll start seeing the big goals getting accomplished, but you won't necessarily notice right away because you'll be so busy executing these smaller, realistic, reachable goals. So good luck with that, and try to have a clear vision and a realistic vision of where you are and how you're going to get to where you want to be.